and a handful of milk. And now it's time to bid Radio 4 listeners a warm welcome as they join us for the very first show to be hosted by new boy Martin Brown, a disc jockey who comes to us straight from his prestigious position as host of the 4 a.m. show on hospital radio. So here it is then, with the buzz of excitement in the air as raw talent hits the airwaves. For the very first time, it's the Martin Brown Show.
Hello. This is Martin Brown with you wherever you are for the next half hour. And I'll be bringing you quite a show, I certainly hope. Thank you very much. And with me, the big time of that 4 minutes pass. It's a big hi from me, Martin Brown.
If you're feeling sick, Martin Brown makes you better.
Great. Okay, that's one of my very own jingles I brought with me from the hospital. And
hello, Martin. Just wanted to wish you the very best of luck.
Oh well, thank you very much. That's Mike Flex there.
Raring to go, are you?
Yes.
No butterflies.
No.
Feeling confident.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you look as white as a sheet.
Thank you. It's a very special honour for me on this very special day for me to have as a special guest, the very popular American singer and a great hero I know of many of mine, Mr. Barry Manilow. Hello.
Hello.
So first off, Barry, Mr. Manilow, tell me, Barry Manilow. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Nice to hear you.
Yes, thank you.
Now I've done some research. So tell me, what are you?
Yes.
Perhaps rather. First off, why are you? So tell
why
me.
Why am I? What?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who am I? Yes, indeed. Thanks, made the point.
I don't understand.
No, why should you? Of course not. Well, as I say, I've done a little research for this. Barry, not many people know that you are, in fact, British, aren't you?
No.
What?
I'm not British.
Not British, no.
No.
I thought I read you were born in New York. Yes. New York. That's in
America.
America. Yes. New York.
New York, America.
America. Yes. So, Barry, not many people know that you are, in fact, American. Then.
I think most people know that.
Most people know that. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. They do.
Yes, they do. And you were born. You were born, were you?
Yes,
you were born. Good. And sorry, I wrote my notes in rather. I sometimes can't read them.
You're a moron.
Thank you very much. When did you first take up the trumpet then?
I don't play the trumpet.
You don't. You took up the trumpet.
No.
And you put it down, did you?
I play the piano.
Yes.
Is that it?
Anything you'd like to ask me?
How did you get this job?
Good point, actually.
The Martin Brown Show.
Sir Norman Tonsil here, just to shed a little light on that last point. Over the last week, a great many people have stopped me to ask if the new disc jockey, Martin Brown, is employed on a permanent basis here, and more especially, why. The majority of people who asked were admittedly the other disc jockeys, and in particular Mike Channel, who, when it comes to the introduction of potential usurpers, has not a chip on his shoulder but a vast cauldron of French fries. He is a man who welcomes change as one would welcome a rabid leper. Anyway, as I explained to him, I have decided to employ Martin Brown for one reason and one reason alone. He plainly had no idea as to the basic minimum wage in the country and was prepared to work for half.
Now it's time for Radioactive's
Hello. Only this, Ronnie, £80. This 24-inch colour television, only £50. This video recorder, only £160. Oh, blimey, they'd come back early.
Honest Ron, the others are a con.
Lovely meal, darling.
Thanks, darling.
Delicious apricots.
Aren't they, darling? Fruit Master apricots are just 42p for 16-ounce can all this week at Priceway.
That's good. What else is on offer at Priceway this week?
Sparkle washing up liquid, 38p for 30 fluid ounces. BG's coffee, 132 for an 8-ounce jar. Brownie's tea bags, 88p for a packet of 72. Uncle John's fruit cakes, 54p. Kerry butter, 46p for 250 grams. Silver Key butter, 80p a kilo. Star baked beans, 80p, a 14-ounce can. Green Farm chicken, 60p a pound. Bluebell strawberry, raspberry, blackcurrant or black cherry yoghurt, 50 pence each. Little white pills, £2, 10 a bottle.
Little white pills, darling?
Yes, darling. Little white pills that make your heart go boom, boom, boom and your mouth go jabber, 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 so you can reel off 200 bargains in 30 seconds without dropping dead of exhaustion, darling.
Okay, right. You're listening to the Martin Brown Show. I'm Radioactive.
Martin Brown.
Okay, and move. Moving right along. Now it's that moment in the show when we link up with the oh-so-daring Mike Hunt. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
No, it's Martin, actually.
Oh, hello, Martin.
Very nice to speak to you, Mike.
Oh, yes, why is that, then?
Well, I believe we can look forward to a stunt from you, Mike.
Well, I'm going to be doing my stunt like I do every week.
Yes, well, looking forward to it, then.
Oh, why is that?
Well, it sounds pretty dangerous, you might say, Mike.
Mike, bloody dangerous, if you want to know. Bloody scary, my stunt.
Yes, well, what is it?
What?
What is it?
Nothing, I'm fine.
No, what are you doing, though?
I'm just about to do my stunt. I just told him I was going to do my stunt.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, I'd best let you get on with it, then, Mike.
All right, well, here goes, then.
Right.
Hup! Done it, Martin!
Well done, Mike. Brave indeed there. I'm very impressed, actually.
Are you?
Yes, very good, Mike.
Oh, I'll do it again then, shall I? Oh. Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, that's magnificent, Mike.
Yes.
Very courageous.
Aye.
I'll speak to you later.
Well,
yeah?
He push over this guy, isn't he?
Oh, okay, right. Well, Radioactive, not one to turn its nose up at a spot of culture. In fact, last week before I joined, we broadcast the complete Gotterdammerung trilogy of Wagner, a new rendition of Handel's Messiah, and a live transmission of the entire Passion Play from Obermacht. And all that in our Friday arts program, 40 minutes. But now we turn our...
Just wanted to drop in and wish you the very best of luck, Martin.
Oh, thank you very
much.
We're
all banking on you.
Mm-hmm.
I've won £10 so far.
Okay. Right, then, we turn our attention to a production currently being mounted at the Coliseum in London. It's Franco Rossi's splendid opera, La Spacella di Semolina. A simultaneous translation are given by our theatre critic, Sebastian Wally.
And the curtain rises on the final act as Martita endeavours to explain to Alfredo about her love for Giuseppe, the Italian painter. Oh, my Alfredo, she cries, what wrong that I have done thee. I am unworthy of thy name, and literally pregnant with shame. I bow to thee and beg of thy forgiveness. Thou infidel, replies Alfredo, tell me not thou hast been routing. To whom did you literally give body? To whom did you give body? I have to tell thee, Martita pleads, it was Giuseppe, literally he of the Hessian loincloth. Not he of the loose bottom, retorts Alfredo. What saw you an old bumboy Giuseppe? You old fart, she chastises him. At least he doesn't fall asleep on the job. Do me a favor, grapefruit face, says Alfredo. Falling asleep's nothing. I sometimes wonder if you're still alive down there. Bog off. Bog off. Don't tell me to bog off. Bob off. Bob off. Come here and say that. You bitch, cries Alfredo. You bastard, cries Martita.
Welcome back now with me, Martin Brown. And it's a big, big hello to, well, the old man of the airwaves, the old man.
The old man of the airwaves, Mike Channel.
Yes, who's here to do his...
give me that. Who's here to do his anagram spot, so I'll leave him to it. Bye, Mike, bye, Martin.
Mike Channel!
And it's time now for today's anagram spot, or as I call it, my Nagramar tops. Super. Okay. Each day we give you a word, and you have to give us 5 more words using the letters of that original word. Simple enough. And today's word is a recipe book. As I say, each day we give you 2 words, and you have to give us 5 more words from those original 2. And straight away on the line is Mrs. Jeanette Stewart. Hello, Jeanette.
Michael.
Okay, Jeanette, 5 words from recipe books, starting now.
Hors d'oeuvres, starters, spaghetti.
Yes, I don't think you've quite got the idea of this, Jeanette. It's an anagram competition. We don't want you to simply read out 5 words at random from a recipe book. Thanks anyway. Next on the line is Mrs. Dorothy Kinsman of Berkshire. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello.
5 words then, Dorothy, from recipe book.
Yes, right here.
Starting now.
Bear.
Bear? Well, there's no A in recipe book, so I'm afraid you can't have bear.
No bear, like a pint of bear.
You mean bear, yes, right.
Pear?
Yes. The fruit?
No, you know, pear, like Brighton pear.
Oh, right. Pear, right. Next one?
Pear.
Yes, you've already had that one.
No, you know, the other pear.
Well, I think there is only one pear in Brighton now.
No! Like pear of the realm.
Oh, pear of the realm, yes.
Yes.
Right, that's 3.
Pick.
Yes, pick, as in take your pick, that's 4.
No, no, pick, as in pick on the cheek.
Oh, pick on the cheek, you mean, yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay, next.
Pick.
Yes, have we not just had that one?
No, that is to say, take your pick.
Oh, right, foolish of me. Next.
Pick.
Pick again.
Yes, pick in the eye.
Ah.
With a pointed stick.
Yes, pick in the eye. That's 6, and finally?
Finally, oh, piss.
Yes, well, maybe we'll give Dorothy the prize there for her 6 words.
I've got 7, it's piss.
Yes, thank you, Dorothy.
As in, piss is.
Oh, right, Pierce. Thanks to Dorothy there, and prizes of a radioactive T-shirt and a set of elocution lessons go to her.
Feeling good, thank God I'm alive. Listening to
Okay, thank you. Welcome back. This is my name. Not that it's important. Thank you for listening. Martin here with the big radioactive chart rundown. Our brand new big radioactive top 10. And in this week's top 10, we've got 4 going up, 3 going down, and 5 non-moves. Sorry, so that makes 12. It's 4 going up, 3 going down, and 2 non-moves. Okay. Number 10 this week. They've gone up. Let's see, last week's they won, Monstick, they've gone down. It's down this week, number 10 for Kajagoo. Kajagoo at...
Number
9, getting a little behind, so I'll just quickly catch up. Number 9 is David Barrett. Number 8, our heaven, at number 17. That's number heaven 17. It seems to be a bit behind, actually. Number 4, in fact, but that's number 6. Shalimar at number 9, but that's last week. This radioactive chart, Ben Spencer, and then number Rolling Stones should be in. Actually, okay. I think the Rolling Stones should be in. Okay, right. That's it. Then now this, this week's top 10. Okay. And right now, it's time for, well, it's time for some music now. Yes, indeed, and a real favourite of mine, this record, with the time at 4 minutes past. It's a Paul Youngster and his hit from last year, where did I put the record?
see in your face the hint of a trace of a tear in your eyes. Is it because then you still want me to be true? Is that why you're gonna cry?
No.
Because if that's true, you know I can never be your man.
No. Oh, no.
Because wherever I lay my hat, let my head stand.
What did you say?
Did you think that I'd be your one and only?
Good God, no. Horrible idea.
Yes, to the eyes, let you see the kind of guys that all women fall for.
Old women? Since when? Old women, maybe.
I'm not worth your tears. I'm not fit to be your man.
Look, I don't even find you physically attractive.
Because wherever I lay my eyes,
that's a lamppost, not a hat stand.
Gonna need it, darling.
Well, hurry up and go then.
I can stay in longer.
No, it's not.
I can stay in.
Why are you asking for an answer?
Well, a most enjoyable piece of music there from that singer. It's 4:15 on the Martin Brown Show.
Here he is now, Martin Brown.
Yes, and we turn now to the world of technology as we welcome Professor Turner of the Open University. This week he's going to talk to us about computers, and you're going to explain to us a little bit about the computer.
Yes, I'll explain as I go along what it all means.
Excellent.
Well, basically, any computer works by using two figures, naught and...
Sorry, two...
Figures, numbers.
Oh, yes, right, sorry, go on.
Well, it works by using two numbers, naught and one, and this system is called by most mathematicians...
Sorry, in what sense?
Pardon?
In what sense called?
Well, known as, I suppose.
Oh, yep, thank you.
Yes, it's known by the majority of mathematicians as...
Well, what does that mean?
What?
Majority, what does that mean exactly?
Most, largest part.
Oh, yes, I'm with you. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
well, it's known as the binary system.
That's right, yes.
You knew?
Yes.
Ah, well, the binary system is now widely taught in schools in all parts of the
world. Oh, whoa, we suddenly raced through a whole lot there, didn't we? Widely taught. Whatever does that mean, then?
Widely taught means taught widely.
Oh, right, okay. In schools, did you say?
Yes.
Meaning?
School.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't think of any other way of describing them.
No, hang on a minute there. Slow down a bit. Now let's go back, shall we? Bit by bit. I'm sorry, was it?
Yes.
What's all that about then?
Well, what do you mean, what's all that about? You know what I'm sorry means, for God's sake.
No, well, I can't possibly take all the innocent in at once. I thought you said you were going to go slowly.
Yes, I didn't realise I was going to be talking to someone with a vocabulary of a three-year-old, did I?
Sorry?
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, well, I'm sorry the professor seems to be so intransigent to the dilemma of the newly initiated, but there you are.
That seemed to come out without too much difficulty. No, shut up.
Right, well, now, a special honour here for me now, because the Radioactive Drama Repertory Company, quite a mouthful that, isn't it? they prepared a play in my honour, set in the hospital, and of course that's where I work. I used to work, rather. I don't work there anymore. I'm working here now.
Not for long.
Somebody's saying not for long there. Anyway, here are the Radioactive Repertory Company with their production performed as live always, and I'm looking forward to it.
We present Dr. Mackay, M.D. Graham's out. Ah, Dr. Mackay, how was the autopsy? The autopsy.
Lobular granitis, as I suspected.
We'll have to operate. Let's... have to operate. Let's go.
Wheel him in.
BBC News at midday. The National Coal Board say that 96,000 miners are on strike this morning and protest over pit closures.
What about the beeps?
Beeps, you have to do the beeps.
is everybody ready?
Yes, Doctor.
Yep. Yes, Doctor. Beep. Right, where's the anties? The Annie, this is it. The Annie, the man who puts people to sleep.
Here, Doctor.
Right, get under him. Get him under. Now, let's go. Scalpel.
Can we do anything about the bleeding doctor? Can we do anything about the bleeding doctor?
We'll have to. We're getting very low on blood. Is there any more?
No, sir. That's the last.
What blood group is he?
AC negative.
That's my group, nurse. You can take it out my right arm while I operate with my left. Let's go. All right, nurse. All right, nurse, fix up the drip.
Yes, sir.
I'll go and see his wife. Mrs. Henderson.
Oh, no, don't tell me he's going to die, Doctor.
I'm sorry I had to do that, Mrs. Henderson. You were getting hysterical. Mrs. Henderson. He's got a depression on the cerebral cranium compounded with a labium cross nerve on the lower ventricle of the navicular. But there are complications. I'm afraid you'll have to be the patient for a while. Have to be patient for a while. He'll come down in a few minutes and then we'll give him a pain. A pain-killing injection. But my hunch is he'll be out of here in no time.
Oh, Doctor, how can I ever thank you?
Let's go. That was Dr. Mackay, me. Written and performed by the Radioactive Drama Rep.
And now... Oh. On Radioactive... it's time for... a commercial break.
Phew, this decorating's exhausting. I never knew it was so difficult to shift paint stains. You know, what I could really do with now is a nice cup of...
Maxwell Nasty?
Yep, that'll shift them.
In today's fast-moving world, it's good to know that there's still something you can relax with. Something to be enjoyed at a leisurely pace. Something to be savoured. Something that makes you forget about having to get somewhere on time. British Rail.
Martin Brown, he's the man who when you're feeling down, comes along and clears away your frown. Martin Brown, Martin Brown, he's a real cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the end of this show hosted by me, Martin Brown, the Martin Brown Show. I can see all the others on the other side of the glass, and they're all waving at me. Sir Norman's holding up a piece of paper, and he's tearing it up. I expect he's going to make a hat out of it. Now he's pretending to cut his throat. We've had a lot of laughs today, and I'll see you all at the same time next week. Oh, Sir Norman's shaking his head. The week after then. I'll see you sometime then.
Radio Action was performed by Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Stephen, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope, and Michael Fenton Stevens. Music was by Philip Pope, and the program was written by Angus Stephen and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material by John Cantor. The producer was Jamie Rick.
That concludes this season of Martin Brown Shows, which, due to popular demand, has been discontinued. If you would like to hear more of Martin Brown, then you can do so by being admitted to the Queen's Royal Hospital, where he will be resuming his duties on the 4 a.m. show.